This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Perry Bowman. Episode number 1486 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic. Congratulations. Your landscape painting is about to stop being relevant. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Recently, a fellow artist raised the issue of the attractiveness of traditional landscape painting. While I understand your concern, I believe that traditional landscaping can never completely go out of style. There may be trends in art that come and go, but a well-executed landscape will always find its audience. Paying attention to promoting your art can help you reach the right audience who will benefit from getting to know you as an artist. Remember that your art is a business, and as with any business, networking is an important part of making your work relevant to the art community. Not only will you be able to make friends who themselves can become active promoters of your art, but arts organizations will offer many resources to help strengthen your business model and support you in promoting your art. Work and build your brand as an artist. Also, when you become a regular at local art fairs, you will cement your presence in your community and start gaining recognition as a local artist. If you're painting for a charity event or plein air at a local park and someone approaches you and asks about your art, take the opportunity to give them your business card and maybe add it to your mailing list. Whatever medium you are working with, no matter where you are in your creative journey, I highly recommend this book as a practical, easy to use, and comprehensive resource for anyone who wants to understand, immerse yourself in composition and discover how it can enhance your paintings, landscapes, and more. Maybe it's understanding composition. What it is, why it's important, and how to use it to enhance your painting. Beginners may be a little overwhelmed by all this information, but his book is a great resource for you as you develop your artistic skills and wish to further enhance the impact of your paintings through design. Using a colored base does a number of wonderful things that shouldn't be underestimated when you're starting to learn how to draw. Tinted base coat can be called as tinted base coat or tinted base coat as it can be used for painting and painting. The first technique I often teach in painting is to overlay a solid color called a tonal base on a white canvas. Since I use this technique in most of my paintings, I use golden liquid acrylic. Because acrylic oil paint primer has a plastic base, it can cause a film to form on which the oil paint will adhere rather than soak into the canvas. If you switch to acrylic or watercolor oils, you will naturally use too little paint. If you mix water and scratch paint on a white canvas, your painting will look amateurish. For example, if you paint light gray on a white canvas, it will look black. If I know I'm going to be painting a cityscape, I can use a tube of warm gray so I don't mix it with other colors, but a flesh tone mixed with something else will come in handy for this purpose. The actual paint colors I use may vary depending on my location, but I always carry an extra tube of titanium white in my bag as I tend to outperform other paints. I wash the board or canvas with a warm base color, so if I decide to leave parts of the canvas bare, that color will add some sparkle to the finished painting. These secondary colors, orange, purple, green, seem to form a very useful harmonic triad for landscapes, which is why I often use it as a starting point. I mix these three pools of colors and change them as I work on the painting. As you progress in your drawing, you can start using thicker paint with a thicker paint application, which is usually highlights at the end. Now, if you combine this rule with the first, it makes sense that your darkest shades are the thinnest paint, and as you work on the highlights, the paint gets thicker. The addition will help break the surface tension and allow a thin layer of paint to soak into the canvas. I added a few more details, modified the tree, and added a shadow and moat to the bottom third of the medium-sized painting. Instead of drawing a standard landscape, I raised my head and drew from an unusual angle. When I find a landscape that interests me and I want to draw it, I look very carefully at the colors that I will paint. If the landscape can be painted with a limited palette, I will squeeze out only 3 or 4 colors. I prefer to use fewer colors but gradually add them to my palette as needed. Sometimes knowing what to omit is as important as knowing what to include in a landscape. I asked 6 artists this question, mainly considering landscape painting. When painting a landscape, it's easy to get confused about what to do and when to do it. When you can't leave the recharge, your best bet is to look at some nature art or a teal landscape painting. When I was thinking about painting a scene, I thought, it's a small painting, it won't fit on a larger canvas, or, it's a mountain, of course, so it's a good subject for a large canvas. Canvas. Although I don't buy individual tubes of black paint, sometimes they come with a kit and can come in handy.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Perry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.